everyone. I know today, definitely most of you will probably watch this later. Some of you may be able to pop on while you're getting ready for church, because I know a lot of you are going to church, including us. So I'm going to try to keep this a little shorter. It's not a huge, huge subject. It is, but it's not, right? Welcome. Welcome to 30 Days in the Secret Place. This is our challenge. Call it a prayer challenge, but it's not prayer as you know it. And it's much more than prayer. It's really just learning about the secret place and how to function in the secret place, how to get into the secret place, all that fun stuff. Let me get my ringer off here since I'm using my phone. Okay, so today, and this is a good subject for Sunday, today we are talking about ministering to the Lord. And so I'm not talking about ministering as unto the Lord. That's completely different. When we do things as unto the Lord, we are doing them in His name. We are serving someone else, doing something for someone else, or doing something as if we are doing it to God, for God. It's sort of ministering to the Lord. It's ministering as unto the Lord. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about literally ministering to the Lord. Ministering to the Lord. What is that? How do we minister to the Lord? When I first heard the phrase, you know, ministering to the Lord, I thought, well, how in the world would I minister to Him? He ministers to me. You know, this is God. This is God Almighty, the creator of the universe. This is our Savior that died for our sins. How do we minister to God? You know, how in the world do you do that? I don't feel qualified to minister to the Lord. You know, He ministers to me. He created me. But yes, we are to minister to the Lord, not as unto the Lord. We do that too. We minister to others as unto the Lord. But I'm talking ministering to the Lord. So how do we minister to the Lord? Ministering. So to minister, the term to minister means to learn of and tend to a person's needs. So you will learn of a need someone has and you tend to their need. We feed the poor. You know, we clothe those that need clothes. We help people that are homeless. We can minister to others. We feed them spiritually. You know, when I'm teaching these teachings, I am ministering to you guys, I guess. I'm helping to feed you some yummy steak and chocolate cake. Isn't it awesome? I love it. I love this. I love our little feasts we have. But that's not what we're talking about today. So that is ministering to someone. When we minister to the Lord, we obviously, the Lord doesn't have needs. He's not hungry. He's not homeless, you know, so it's not in that way. But what we're doing is we are attending to the presence of God. We tend to His presence. We tend to Him. We draw near to Him. We worship Him. And we draw near to Him to worship Him and to bring Him joy and pleasure. Good morning, Hazel. Yes. So yes, when we feed the poor and when we do all those things, we are doing ministry as unto the Lord. You know, we are doing it in His name. We are doing it as if we're doing it to Him. But this is directly ministering to the Lord. So yeah, so we draw near to Him, to tend to His presence, to bring Him joy and pleasure. So Revelations 4:11. Let's run over there real quick. Revelations 4:11. So Revelations 4:11 says, "You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For You created all things, and by Your will they exist and were created." I think there's other translations that says he created all things for his pleasure. So he created us so he could enjoy us and relieve love from us. We were created for him. We're created by him, but we're created for him, for his pleasure, for his joy. He wants to receive love from us. He wants to receive joy from us. He wants to make us happy. He created us not just so he has someone to love, but to receive love in return. So we give him delight and joy when we draw near and come into his presence and worship him. God wants our love. He wants our love. When we minister to the Lord, we are, that is, I guess, the need you could say God has. He desires. We're tending to his desires. In Genesis 3:8, it tells us that God walked in the cool of the day with Adam. And he did that because he enjoyed spending time with him. He enjoys spending time with us. God wants to spend time with us. He spent time with Adam. He enjoyed Adam. They walked together and enjoyed each other's presence. And that's what God wants with us. And that's, as we've been learning, is the secret place. So God walked in the cool of the day with Adam, and he wants to do the same with us. So Colossians 1:16, let's jump over there real quick. Colossians 1:16. Colossians 1:16 says, "For by him all things were created, that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him." We were created through him. We were created by him, through him, and for him. He created us for him, for his joy, for his pleasure, so that we can return love back to him. So that is when we minister to the Lord. It's basically drawing into his presence, drawing near to him. We tend to the presence of God. We're tending to him. We're tending to his heart. We're tending to his presence. You know, we are coming in with no other agenda but to spend time with him and to love and to adore him. That is ministering to the Lord. It's the heart motive behind it. We don't come in with our list of needs and wants. Those don't matter when you're ministering to the Lord. They matter, but not in this moment, right? We just trust that he knows. But you come in and your only agenda is to please him, to worship him, to shower in adoration on him, to love him, to express your love to him. That's ministering to the Lord. We are kings and priests. The word says we are kings and priests. And that can be a hard concept to understand if you're not Catholic or in a structure where there are priests. If you've never been around priests, you don't, you know, or if you've never lived in a country that's a monarchy, that has a king or a queen. So it's, we here in America, we're, unless you're Catholic, you're very detached, or any other, you know, denomination that has priests. So, because they are different and they function different than pastors. So it's a hard concept to understand, but we are kings and priests. And the priests worshiped the Lord. The priests were the ones that ministered to the Lord. They ministered to the people on behalf of the Lord, but they also ministered to the Lord. So in, let's go over to Ezekiel 44. I'm going to show you an example here. Ezekiel 44. This is so interesting. I love this. Ezekiel. Ezekiel 44, and we'll start at verse 15. It's the sons of Zadok. I'm sure I say it wrong, but the sons of Zadok. But the priests, the Levites, the sons of Zadok, who kept charge of my sanctuary when the children of Israel went astray from me, they shall come near me to minister to me. And they shall stand before me to offer to me the fat and the blood, says the Lord. So the sons of Zadok. So this is a time. And actually, and if you read earlier in this chapter, if you just read through 44, there were two groups of priests. The first group of priests that we didn't read about, we just skipped past that because the sons of Zadok are funner, right? But the first group of priests were more concerned with the people ministering to the people. Now the sons of Zadok, when the people, when the Israelites went astray from the Lord, the scripture says here, they drew near to God. They ministered to the Lord. They kept charge of his sanctuary when the children of Israel went astray. So verse 16, if we continue, they shall enter my sanctuary and they shall come near my table to minister to me and they shall keep my charge. So the sons of Zadok got a blessing there. But what they did when the children of Israel, the Israelites went astray from the Lord, they walked away from God. The sons of Zadok were more concerned. They stopped ministering to the people and they focused their ministry on the holy place of the tabernacle. They tended to the Lord. They tended to the tabernacle. They were more concerned with their relationship with God than serving the people. So maintaining that right relationship with God was of most importance to them. So they stopped ministering to the people and they started ministering to God when the people walked away. They wanted to stay in a right relationship with God. That was the most important thing. It's like the Mary and Martha thing. Do we sit at Jesus' feet or are we so busy doing things that we miss the most important thing? So our relationship with God is very important. Now in the temple there, what they did, because you had your outer court, you had the inner court, and you had the holy place, and then the Holy of Holies, where the presence was. So the holy place is where we minister to God. When we minister to the Lord, so that is the secret place. That is that solitary place. There's not a lot of people in that holy place. That's where you go, just you and God. It's an intimate place. That's an intimate place. That's where we minister to the Lord, in the holy place. We don't do it in the outer courts or the inner courts where all the people are and where everyone can see. You go into that holy place. You go into the secret place. Ministering to the Lord is an intimate. It's nurturing our personal intimate relationship with Him. When we minister to the Lord, we are nurturing that personal intimate relationship that we have with Him. When we minister to someone else, we're doing things for their benefit and pleasure. But when we minister to the Lord, we do something for Him, not with our own needs in mind. Our motive is not our own needs. Our motive is simply to love and adore and please Him. So Psalm 37:4. Psalm 37:4. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. We are to delight ourselves in the Lord. So we go in that secret place. You go and minister to the Lord and delight yourself in him. You adore him. You enjoy him. You shower praise and love on him. You just enjoy being with him. Enjoy being with him and love bomb him, okay? It's good to love bomb the Lord. He loves it when we love bomb him. He wants us to love him all the time. He wants us to come into that place. Have you ever been in that secret place and been in the presence of God, just enjoying each other, connecting that heart-to-heart connection, right? The heart-to-heart connection with him. And then you leave because you have to go and you have to do something, but you feel like you can't leave yet. You just feel him saying, not yet. Just stay just another minute. Isn't it awesome? I love it. I love it. I love it. He just wants us to stay. He says, just stay. Just stay a little bit longer. Don't leave just yet. I love this place with you. That's what the Lord says to us. He loves that secret place, that intimate relationship with us. And that is when we are adoring him and we are loving him and we are focusing just on him, just to please him. That is ministering to the Lord. That is ministering to the Lord. Acts 16. In Acts 16, Paul and Silas were in prison and they praised God. And then there was an earthquake and all the cell doors opened, right? They were ministering to the Lord. When they were sitting in prison and they started worshiping God, they were ministering to the Lord. That's one little example of that. So that's what ministering to the Lord is. So it's not doing things. Now you can read a lot of things. You can look online and you can look up ministering to the Lord. And there's a lot of articles. There's a lot of things where people are teaching that, ministering to the Lord is when you feed the poor. It's when you help the hungry. It's, you know, or the needy. It's doing stuff. It's serving in your church. All these things is ministry to the Lord. That is ministry unto the Lord. Or ministering as unto the Lord. You're ministering to others as unto the Lord. That's not directly ministering to the Lord. That's what religion wants to teach us, is works. It's works. It's always works. It always benefits your church. It always benefits the pastors. It always benefits the people. That's ministering to people. And that is good too. We need that. We need to do that. But let's not forget to minister to the Lord. Let's not forget to tend to the holy place like the sons of Zadok did. We need to tend to the holy place, that garden within you, that secret place. How do we do this? How do we minister to the Lord? We do it through prayer. When you pray, and as we have learned, there's different kinds of prayer. There's the verbal prayer, and there is the prayer of the heart, or the prayer of quiet, or contemplative prayer, whatever you want to call it. Opening the eyes of your heart, the heart-to-heart connection with God. It's speaking spirit to spirit. Either way, both kinds, it is prayer. It is also the secret place, which is that heart union with God, that place of union with Him. The secret place is the unique place where ministry to the Lord is possible. That is the holy place in the tabernacle. The outer courts, the inner courts, the holy place. That is the holy place. That is the secret place. That is where you go, the solitary place, just you and God, where you minister to Him. That's where the sons of Zadok went. They weren't in the outer courts where all the people were. They weren't in the inner courts where all these sacrifices were happening. Or is it the other way around? Anyways, you know, they weren't out there with the masses being seen. They weren't running after the people. They were in the secret place, the solitary place alone with the Lord, ministering to Him. And we need to not neglect our secret place. Do not neglect that holy place. We need to tend to the holy place where we minister to the Lord. That's where it's possible, in the secret place. To minister to the Lord, you must draw near to Him. That intimacy is key. That intimacy you have in that secret place, it is key to ministering to the Lord. You cannot nurture a personal, intimate relationship with someone if you're not intimate. So it's intimacy. Number three, it is worship and adoration. That is how we minister to the Lord. We worship Him. We adore Him. We praise Him. We tell Him how amazing He is. Intimacy is the key thing. It's all about that intimacy, all of that, the prayer, the secret place, the heart union, the worship, the adoration, that is all intimacy with God. And it's that intimacy in that intimate place that nurtures and develops a close personal relationship with God. That is how we minister to Him, and God desires that intimacy with us. He wants that intimacy with us. The secret place is the doorway where we minister to the Lord, and He draws us in deeper and into the deeper depths of His love and of His heavenly realms, of His joy, of His peace, of who He is, deeper depths of His heart. He reveals to us the secrets of God. He's not going to give His secrets, you know, the deep secrets of God. He doesn't reveal those things to us, to someone that He's not intimate with, that He doesn't know. I mean, He knows us, but, you know, when we have that intimate relationship with Him And where we are ministering to Him, we are showering our love on Him. We are devoted to Him. We are desiring to please Him and to show Him how much we love Him and how much we appreciate Him, and just adoring the amazingness of God, of who He is. When we are in that place and we are ministering to the Lord, we are praying to Him, speaking to Him, worshiping Him, not bringing Him our list of needs. He knows those. That's for another time and place. But we're in that holy place, in the place of intimacy with God. That is when He reveals His deep secrets of the mysteries of the kingdom to us. In that place, to the ones He's intimate with. Salvation births believers, but the secret place births sons. Sons are birthed in the secret place. We become believers when we get saved. You are a believer. You are in the family of God, right? You are grafted into the vine. You are son of God by the spirit of adoption. But to become a son, that is birthed in the secret place. That is where the anointing increases. That is where your character develops. That is where your heart and your mind is transformed. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That happens in the secret place. That happens in the secret place. As you spend, there's been studies done. And as you spend that intimate time with God in worship and praising Him, and you spend that time with Him in that secret place like that, and meditating on the Lord, you know, meditating on His word, that physically, the part of your brain that experiences fear and doubt and that kind of stuff actually shrinks and gets smaller. And the other part with the joy and the love gets bigger. So I guess there are scientific studies. I haven't fully looked into and researched that, but this is what I've heard, and I thought it was interesting enough to go look into. But anyway, so salvation will birth believers, you know, and you're in the family of God, you're saved, you're going to heaven, but our relationship, you need a relationship with God. We teach new believers all the time, right? They get saved, they've accepted Jesus, but you need to nurture that relationship and grow that relationship. And that happens in the secret place. And that happens when we minister to God and He ministers back. He always pours out blessings on us. We don't do it to get the blessings. So when you are in the secret place, remember, we've talked about how you can engage God. You can engage the Father. You can engage Jesus. You can engage the Holy Spirit, which is the seven spirits of God. And we talked about engaging wisdom, engaging the spirit of understanding, engaging the spirit of might. Well, when you're doing this, you are ministering to the Lord. You can minister to God the Father. So you can go in and you can pray and you can speak to God the Father and minister to Him. But you can also go in the secret place, the holy place, and you can minister to Jesus. And thank Him for what He did on the cross, and just praise Him for who He is and that you love Him. And, you know, you can minister to the seven spirits of God. So you can go into the holy place, your secret place, and you can engage the spirit of wisdom and minister to the spirit of wisdom. So I know this might be stretching you. It might be expanding you a little, and that's a good thing, right? Just allow the Lord to stretch you. And ask Him to show you what the heck I'm talking about. So when you go in and you minister to the Lord is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, which is the seven spirits of God, as we have learned. So you can minister to the Father, you can minister to the Son, or you can minister to the seven spirits of God. Minister to the Lord. You can minister to the love of God. You can minister to the peace of God. You know, let's engage His peace and minister. It's the secret place. We minister to the Lord when we are in the secret place, when we take that time to just enjoy God and spend time with Him and enter into His love and become His love. And we just open our hearts, the eyes of our heart to Him, and we make that heart coherence, that heart connection. with the prayer of the heart. And we're in that place of intimacy with God. We are ministering to the Lord. So when you go in the secret place, you can think of it that way. You are going to minister to the Lord. You are going to tend to the holy place, tend to the presence of God, just as the sons of Zadok did. Zadok, you know, in the Bible. That is ministering to the Lord. So that is our fun little tidbit for today. That is what I wanted to talk about. That's been rolling around in my heart for a while. And it is a bigger subject where it just kind of hit. I just kind of introduced it so that the Lord can take you deeper in it. So the next time you go into your secret place, go in with the view of you are the priest God's called you to be, as the kings and priests were called as. You are going in to your secret place as the priest did. Just view it that way, as when you go in that secret place, you're going into that holy place of the temple or the tabernacle. And you are tending to the presence of God, and you are tending to the holy place, and you are coming in to minister to the Lord and offer up your love and your praise and your worship to Him. No agendas, no plans, no ulterior motives, just to adore Him and to praise Him and to worship Him and to minister to Him and return the love back that He gives to us so freely. So look at it that way. When you go in your secret place today, go in as going into that, to tend to, just say, I am going in to tend to the holy place and to tend to the presence of God. And if you go in with that view and that mindset, it can change everything for you. So let's go in today. Let's go minister to the Lord. And when you're in church, keep that perspective with you. When you are worshiping God, when you guys are in there and you're singing the worship songs, you are ministering to the Lord. Did you know the only part of a church service that is actually for God is the worship? The worship is the only part of a service. God doesn't sit there while the pastor's preaching saying, oh my goodness, I learned something new. I never knew that about my word. That's in there? Wow, that's amazing. You know, I never knew that. God doesn't do that. God told that pastor what the word said, right? That's not for him. It's the worship. The worship is the only part of a church service that is for God. And that is where we come in. And that's one reason it's the first thing you do, because you enter His gates. This is also talking about the tabernacle. Enter His gates with thanksgiving in your heart. Enter His courts with praise. Then He draws you in to worship, into the holy place, the secret place. So when you go to church today, when worship starts, go in with that perspective that I'm not here, you know, you're not there worshiping God, singing the song so you can feel the Holy Spirit goosebumps and then you're good for the day. No, you're going in with your family, of your church family, and you guys are going in and you are ministering to the Lord when you're worshiping. When you're singing those songs, you are ministering to God. So, I love you guys. It was a little short and quick today, but we all got to get to church, don't we? A lot of us, and minister to the Lord. So that was today. So take that. There's your breakfast. Go chew on it, and let's go in today, and let's go tend to the holy place and minister to the Lord today. I love you guys, and I will see you again tomorrow. And we may talk a little more tomorrow about, what was that? About governing our spheres. Well, governing your world, governing your sphere of influence, governing how we govern in the spirit over our lives and our jobs and our families. So we're going to learn how to govern our world, possibly. But anyways, I love you guys. I'll let you go. Have a good day. Go and don't forget to tend to the holy place and minister to the Lord today. Okay. Bye.